Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Over Easy. My name is Manny. In case you're new here, or welcome back. I'm super excited for today's episode because we are going to be talking about one of my favorite hobbies of all time, which is journaling. And I'm going to be going through all of the supplies I use, the journals that I use on a daily basis, and also my daily journal routine. Journaling has been a huge part of my life ever since I was a little kid. I just remember even being in kindergarten or first grade, whenever I learned to write, I would just write down all my thoughts into a journal. I specifically remember when I was in kindergarten, I had the biggest crush on one of the first graders in my class, and I would write down in my journal all the time about how we would get married and our plans for the wedding and all this kind of stuff. So journaling has been part of my life for a very, very long time, and it continues to be a very big part of my life because I love it. Personally, I love the mental benefits that you get from journaling, being able to express all of your thoughts in a private place and just work through whatever thought patterns you are going through at that moment. So yeah, I am obsessed with journaling. I am one of those journal girlies. I have had many journals throughout my life, and currently I think my setup is probably the best for what I need right now, so I will share that with you in case you want to get into journaling or you are in journaling already and you're just trying to figure out new ways that you can spice it up. Hopefully this episode helps. Without further ado, let's get into my three different journals slash planners. First, I have what most people would call my diary, which is basically my daily journal that I write in every single day. For this journal, I use a Leuchtturm 1917. It's the A5 size, I believe, and I use the notebook that has blank pages. I have learned a long time ago that I just prefer blank pages for my journal because it gives me more space to be creative and also just allows me to not be constrained by lines. So a few things about my Leuchtturm 1917. First off is I use this journal about 6 months and then I'll switch into a new one. I found that that is kind of the sweet spot with how many pages I have left and the amount of thickness that the journal gets because I like to stick things in it. So I use the journal for about 6 months and I pretty much fill it all up by then. So every time I switch journals, I get a new color, which has been a little bit tricky recently because I have had many of these Leuchtturm notebooks and I am running out of colors to get. Currently, I am on a kind of pale, kind of dark purple color, and I really like it a lot more than I thought I would. I also like to cover the journal in stickers, in vinyl stickers, every time I have it. And I like it because that 6 month period, I'll just collect and buy stickers from places that I go or things that I do. And then it kind of is like an outward representation of that era of my life. So for example, my current journal, I have some stickers from Las Vegas because I just went to Vegas. I have some stickers from Whistler and also just other trips that I've been on, and it's nice to see that on the outside because it reminds me, oh, this was when I went to Vegas, this notebook is from this era of my life, and it is so cute. The next stationery item that I love that is a part of my journal is a pen loop. So I used to use the one-time pen loops from Leuchtturm brand, and they would just stick onto the back and then you can attach a pen, which I think is so convenient because obviously you need a pen with you at all times. I used to hook the pen onto the journal strap, but in my backpack, in my suitcase, stuff like that, the pen would just fall out and I would lose it, so it was just not great. So I have resorted to using pen loops. I have found that those are the most helpful. Now I don't use the disposable pen loops. I use a reusable one, which is basically one that has a metal clip attached and then you just clip it onto the back of your notebook. And when I get my new journal, I can just use the same pen loop for my next journal. So it's a little bit less waste, which is good. And it's just super convenient. For journaling pens, I have two go-tos. My favorite is the Pilot G2 pen in black ink in 0.38 millimeters. I don't get to use this a lot because I can never find them in stock in Canada. I think they are an American product only. I'm not quite sure, but I can never find them in Canada. I just rebought them when I was in Vegas last week, so now I have a bunch of new ones that I can go through for my journal. I just prefer these pens because they're clicky and they don't have a lid, so there's less chance of you losing the lid and then you can't use your pen and stuff like that. I prefer liquid pens as well, like gel ink. I don't like ballpoint for my journal. I just think the gel ink and the super thin line makes it look very clean and aesthetic, which is what I go for. My other favorite journaling pen, which I do use on a daily basis for all my other journals as well, is the Muji Black Gel Ink Pen in 0.38 as well. The ink itself is pretty similar, but this pen just has a cap and the grip is a little bit less comfortable. So those are the only two kind of gripes that I have with the pen. But otherwise, it is also one of my go-tos, and Muji is just really easy to find here, so I can pick a bunch up at the same time. So yeah. So here is what I use my daily diary for. The first thing, which is the most simple, is daily entries every single morning. I'll kind of talk more about this in a second when I talk about my daily routine, but yes, I write in my journal every single morning in my morning routine. This is kind of like free-flowing and not as prompted if I don't want it to be, but another option that I do is I also print out prompts and just stick them into my journal onto the pages with washi tape so that if I ever feel stuck and I feel like I don't have anything to write about, I can refer back to a prompt and reflect about those as well. One thing I really like is finding monthly journal prompts on Pinterest. So if you go on Pinterest and just look up February journal prompts, then usually there's like a cute PDF with a design and it has the journal prompts all on it for every single day of the month. So I love those when I feel like I want to journal a little bit extra or I want to do a little bit of reflection. And also if I ever have nothing to write about, then that's kind of what I go towards. The last thing that I do with my Leuchtturm is I use it as a junk journal as well. So this kind of satisfies my need for crafting and for scrapbooking because I love doing that. So in terms of junk journaling, what I usually do is, let me talk about the supplies first. First off, I love using washi tape, and I have had an extensive collection through just purchasing a roll or two at different supply stores, stationery stores, also receiving them as gifts. I get them as gifts a lot. So I really love using washi tape because it's so cute and kind of sets a theme for your junk journaling spread if you want to. And then the other main thing that I use are markers. The three main marker brands that I use are Crayola Super Tips. I've had this one pack for years. I bought it in high school and I still use all of my Crayola Super Tips to this day. So if you are getting into journaling, I would definitely recommend getting a super pack of the Crayola Super Tips because they are so nice and they have so many colors and they are just perfect. And then the second brand, which is, it was pretty popular before, is the Tombow Dual Brush Pens. So what's nice about these is that one side is kind of like a thin marker side, and then the other side is kind of like a brush pen if you want to do some calligraphy or just have more fun with your lettering. I will say they are quite pricey, so I haven't been buying them anymore, especially because I already have an extensive marker collection. I don't really need any more markers, but Tombows I used to collect as well. I would buy myself a pack every time I was celebrating something, and now I have an extensive collection on my desk. The last brand of markers that I use the most is Mildliners. These are basically, I think they went super viral a few years ago, but basically they're kind of like pastel highlighters. So they have that highlighter chisel tip, but a lot of the colors are very muted and pastel rather than super neon. So it's super aesthetic. I have also purchased a bunch of packs of these. I started with the basic pack, and then I had the cool tone pack, and then I added the neutrals and all this kind of stuff. So now I am also sitting at an extensive collection, and I don't think I'll be purchasing any more. I've repurchased a few here and there for my most used ones and the ones that have ran out of ink, but otherwise my Mildliners are super trusty dusty, and they're also dual ended as well. They also have a thinner side, and then the other side is kind of like the chisel highlighter tip. So I love those for just writing, decorating, drawing, anything like that, and using them in my junk journal. If you don't know what junk journaling is, basically it is kind of like saving the scraps from your life and sticking them into a journal scrapbook page. So for example, when I was in Vegas, I just made my junk journaling spread. I made two for my Vegas trip. For one of the junk journaling spreads, I collected my boarding tickets from my flights to Vegas, and I also collected the Delta trading cards that the flight attendant gave me. I have a picture of a map of the Las Vegas Strip. I cut out my shopping bags that I got when I purchased from the M&M store, and also from I forgot the other bag that I had. Oh, from Momofuku, which was a takeout bag. So I saved those bags and I cut out the little logos and the designs and stuff like that. I also saved my receipts to kind of show what I purchased and the address. Receipts are great because they have logos and addresses, so you can always cut those out. And then basically what you do is just put them together in a cute way that you want and just tape it all into your journal. I love those because it gets out my creative need. I love journaling and just stationery, so doing junk journal spreads every once in a while is just super fulfilling to my childhood self. I know there used to be a TikToker who was like super popular because she does junk journaling. I don't know if I'll be able to find her, but there was one TikToker I used to be obsessed with because she loved junk journaling and I would just watch her videos for inspiration, stuff like that, but I have not watched them in a while, so I don't know if she's still making TikToks. So that is kind of the gist of my daily diary / journal. This thing honestly goes with me everywhere. I bring it with me to cafes, when I'm traveling, every single day. I have it with me, especially if I'm on a trip. I love my daily journal. I'll just whip it out whenever I want and just make an entry. My next planner, it's a planner, is this new one that I've added for 2025, and surprisingly, I am still using it, so that's why I decided to include it in this video. And that is the Gray Matter 2025 Planner by Joe Mimran. Don't know what I wrote there, but basically it is a very standard planner, you know, the ones that you get from school or you buy before the school year starts. I used to have a bunch of these, but then I would always just fall off because I feel like as you enter corporate world, you don't really need a planner anymore. At least that's what I feel for me. So this year though, I decided to buy one for 2025 specifically to focus on content. So this planner has a monthly view, a weekly view, and then every week there's also a grid page for you to brain dump or do whatever you need. I bought it at Staples and I also like to use post-it notes. So here's what I use this planner for. On the monthly view calendar, I will put little post-it notes every single day that I upload a podcast or a YouTube video. So for example, I upload my YouTube videos on Fridays, so I have a little post-it note on the Fridays of every month. And then on the post-it note, I will write the video that I plan to upload on that day. And the reason why I use post-it notes, I took this idea from Haley Pham a long time ago. I used to be obsessed with her bullet journal videos and her content. I don't think she makes it anymore. But I took this idea because post-it notes are movable and changeable. I really like that because I used to write my content ideas and upload schedule in pen, in ink, on the paper, but then I would change it, so I'd have to white it out and then all this stuff. I have found the post-it notes are just life-changing and you can be flexible. You can upload things in different order, so you can just change the post-it note order. I love that. And I do the same thing with my podcast schedule as well, which is on Mondays. I'll put a little sticky note and then whatever episode I intend to upload on that day, I will write it on the little sticky note. And if it ever changes, I just scrap it and put a new sticky note down. It is just much better because plans change every single week. And then on the weekly view, so on the right-hand side of the weekly view, there's the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And this is kind of more of like the basic planner thing. So I will write down the events that I have, work, the workout class I'm going to do, whatever other special events I have, and then also just a to-do list in case I have tasks to do. So for example, today my tasks are getting groceries, recording this episode, vlogging, laundry, and doing my sheets. And then other to-do lists, you know, every single day, I just like to remind myself that I need to edit or vlog or whatever, so that if I ever open my planner, I remind myself that I need to do those things, because sometimes I just don't remember. And then on the left-hand side of the weekly view, those are just grid pages. They're just open, blank grid pages. And I basically use that for whatever brain dumping that I have that week. It might be a grocery list. It might be my podcast plan. That's usually what I use it for, is that whatever podcast I'm going to film that week, I'll like write down the outline on the grid pages. But I also have content ideas. I have a lot of content ideas and different lists and stuff like that. Also maybe just workout plans, whatever thoughts that I have, whatever brain dump that I need, I just put it on the grid pages. Now this planner is very important because it is messy. It is not aesthetically pleasing. I just write in black ink and I write in messy writing and I just put stuff everywhere. And I find that is super important because I found that before I used to have bullet journals and planners where everything had to be super, super pretty because I was doing it for the aesthetic. And that is totally fine. But I just needed a place where I could get all my thoughts out and brain dump and not worry about the aesthetic of things. In my past bullet journals, I would have to make sure my writing looks really neat so that it looks good if I ever took a picture of my bullet journal spread. But this planner in particular, I told myself that I would not care about the aesthetic of it, and this is just the place for me to get my ideas down. And that has really helped me because, first of all, it helps me be consistent with this planner, making it feel less pressure and not like I have to uphold certain standards. And also it just makes it more realistic, let's be honest. So that is my planner. And then my last journal planner, this one's kind of a mix of the two, is my memory keeping planner. So for this one, I use a undated yearly planner from the company Hubman and Chubb Girl. I have been using this planner for 2 years now. I used to use different planners for my memory thing before, but I have found this one is really, really perfect for what I need. So again, it's from a small business called Hubman and Chubb Girl. They are based in Toronto, Canada, and I love their stuff. It is so cute. This year, my undated yearly planner has a cover design of strawberry cows. So the little cows are pink and there's little strawberries on them. It is just the cutest thing ever. So here is what I use my memory keeping planner for. I think this is probably the most unique slash people don't really do this, but this is where my journal obsession comes in. My memory keeping planner is basically what helps me remember about a day. And so there's a couple things. First off, I have a habit tracker, so it helps me keep track of what habits I completed each day. I also keep track of my sleep in this planner, and I also have a creative memory journal planning part, which I'll explain in a sec, and then lastly a gratitude log as well. So if you've ever watched any of my previous YouTube videos, I used to be obsessed with stickers and planner stickers and decorating my planner with stickers. It kind of goes side and side with the bullet journaling obsession. I found that once I discovered planner stickers, they were so cute and I just couldn't get enough of them. They were little emoticons, so like if I got my period that day, for example, there would be a little emoticon that looks like it has cramps because I had a sticker pack of those. It was crazy. I haven't been shopping as much on these sticker sites because they are a little expensive, but I used to be obsessed with them. So here are some recommendations if you want to take a look. The first one that's my go-to and my favorite is Once More With Love. They are a small business based in the Metro Vancouver area, and I have been shopping with them for years. These are like the little perfect, their little characters are called munchkins, and the munchkins literally, there's a picture of anything you need. So for example, there's munchkins eating McDonald's if you ever want to mark that in your planner. There's munchkins working out. I like to work out and keep record of that in my memory keeping planner. There's munchkins that are reading. Whatever you need, she probably has it on her site, and they are adorable. Another one that I just mentioned was Hubman and Chubb Girl. They also make sticker sheets, and those ones are really cute as well. Hubman and Chubb Girl is great because they offer discount packs and a lot of sets that are a little bit cheaper than if you were to buy each sheet individually. And then the last one, which is a little more pricey, but the artwork is beautiful, is Odd Loop. Odd Loop is so beautiful. Their sticker sheets are just amazing, and also the buttery texture of the sheet is just chef's kiss. But I have not ordered from them for a while because, again, it is quite expensive. It's like probably the most expensive out of the three of those. Last one, which is a more budget-friendly option, is Happy Planner, which is sold at Michael's, and this is kind of what I've been going towards for the last few weeks, months, just because I found that I don't need a ton of stickers, and I also already have a lot of stickers in my collection that I want to use up before purchasing more. That's probably the biggest thing, is I just have so many stickers. I used to buy a ton of Happy Planner sticker books when I was in high school and obsessed with stickers, but a lot of them are just half finished, and I want to challenge myself to finish a lot of them before I continue to purchase more stickers, because obviously I don't want to create waste. Or just like limit my waste as much as possible. So that is my memory keeping planner. I basically use it just to plan the previous day and note down what was important, what has happened, everything like that. So let's get into my daily journaling routine. I have found that journaling in the morning is what works for me personally. And I know that's a little bit odd because most people journal at the end of the day, or I don't really know when people journal nowadays. I don't really pay attention to that. I've tried journaling at the end of the day at night before I go to bed. I've tried journaling in the middle of the day. I've tried every time possible, and morning is just when it has stuck for me. I always found that journaling at night was so hard because I have very little willpower at night, let's be honest. So getting myself to journal just seemed like such a daunting task. Even though I love it, it just seemed impossible because I was so exhausted. So now I journal in the morning pretty much almost as soon as I wake up. I brush my teeth first and stuff like that, obviously, but after doing all that, I pretty much sit at my desk and do my journaling. So the first thing that I'll do is my daily entry in my Leuchtturm 1917, and that is basically just talking about the day before or whatever I want to talk about, honestly. Sometimes if I have dreams at night, I'll talk about those, but most of the time I like to journal about the day before. I have found that journaling in the morning really gives me enough time to cool off about the day before, because sometimes a lot of things will happen in a day. For example, let's say I had a day and a lot has happened during my work day, but something really catastrophic happened at night. If I journal at night, I will only really think about that catastrophic event, whereas I had a whole day that I didn't even talk about, if that makes sense. That's why I like journaling in the morning, is you get a little bit of time to cool off from your day and really think about what has happened the day before and what was important. One caveat, though, is sometimes if I have a bad day and then I journal about it the next day, I'll start my next day as a bad day because I'm thinking about the bad stuff again, and that is not always the best. But the caveat is that journaling in the morning about all this negative stuff that might have happened the day before helps me get all of my thoughts out and just expunge all of the negative thoughts out of my brain before the new day. So pretty much if I am journaling about something negative that happened before, journaling in the morning and writing it all out helps me just get it out of my system, and then I don't think about it anymore because I've gotten it all out already. So there's a little caveats here and there. You just have to find what works for you. And for me, morning journaling is just what works for me. So yeah, I'll talk about the day before, whatever happened, any special events, whatever I'm looking forward to that day, stuff like that. Anything, honestly, anything that my brain thinks of, I will write down. I find it really easy to write one page because my brain has just a running monologue all the time. I don't know if anyone else feels that, but I am always just have a monologue in my brain. So I mostly just write down my stream of consciousness. If I am feeling that I don't have anything to write about, I'll write down prompts if I want to, and that might be just self-reflection prompts, monthly reflection prompts, whatever it is, anything you want. And then at the end of each daily entry, I end each entry with an affirmation of the day. So I do have a pack of affirmation cards that was given to me by a friend, and I love just picking out an affirmation card and just writing down whatever affirmation that is at the end of the entry. I find that that just kind of seals off the entry really nicely and really positively. And also it's a nice affirmation to just carry with me throughout the day. So all of that pretty much just takes one page in my Lloyd's term. I surprisingly can fill one page pretty quickly because I just have so much to say all the time. I don't know why, but yeah, that's kind of my daily journaling, daily entry for my diary. It takes around like 10 minutes, maybe, I would say, somewhere around there. And then the second thing that I do in my daily routine is I'll go onto my memory planner. So again, I'll do it in the morning while I'm doing all my journaling. The first thing that I track are my habit trackers, and I will tell you all the habits that I track right now. First habit is if I get over 8,000 steps per day. Second one is if I have less than 3 hours of screen time on my phone. And then the next three are basically if I close all of my Apple Watch rings. If you have an Apple Watch, you know that there are three rings: move, exercise, and stand. And I track each of them, and if I close each of them every single day. The next one is no spend. I kind of want to change this one because I've realized it doesn't really help me. I want to change it to be like essential spending only or something like that instead of no spend, because no spend is a little bit unrealistic. But there's no spend, and then there is in bed, lights off by 9:30 or 10:30, depending on if it's a weekday or a weekend. And then I have, this one's a little bit TMI, but I have kind of like my sexual health tracker. So this one, I track my period by marking a dot on the days that I have my period. I track the days that we have intimate time. I don't want to get into too many details, but you can kind of get a picture of like intimate time, stuff like that, that you want to track. I think it's just super important to track sexual health and just making sure you have your menstrual cycle every single month, or at least like getting an idea of how your cycles work, because I think that is very indicative of your overall well-being and also your health in a general sense. So I think that is super important. I also track my menstrual cycle on apps just because I want to have the most accurate day possible. Every single app is a little bit different. So I track my period with three apps right now, which is a little bit excessive, honestly, but I think it works and I like it. So there's that one. And then I track my reading habit, and it's not just reading, it's more specifically reading before bed. I always want to make sure that the last thing that I do before I turn out the lights is reading rather than scrolling on my phone. So the habit is more like reading before lights out. And then the last habit, this one's more for fun, is tracking how much I eat out, how much I order food in or eat out at restaurants. I just color in a square if I ordered takeout or I went out to eat at a restaurant. And I think that is super interesting. And I've realized I eat out much more than I thought I did. So that's my habit tracker. I track those every single day. And then I do my memory planning for the day before. So if it's a Thursday, then I will go back and plan out what happened on Wednesday, major events at work, whatever workout class I did, anything special that happened, stuff like that. And I'll use my stickers. And most of the time every week, my sticker spreads have a color theme. So it's just super cute and fun and just makes me remember the good parts of my day and helps me remember them. I love scrolling back. I love flipping back onto previous weeks and being able to see all the major events and highlights and memories that I have. And it's also fun to decorate. Like for my Valentine's week, I had a red and pink themed week. For Chinese New Year, it's always red and yellow, stuff like that. It just makes every day a little bit more fun. The last thing is I'll track my sleep and I'll write it down in my planner. For sleep, I track it through my Apple Watch. So my Apple Watch will track my sleep as I'm sleeping. And then I also just check this app to check my sleep quality just because I like to see. I don't know if it actually helps or if it's a hoax, but I do just write it down just because I want to know and I want to see. Because I find that sleeping has really affected my overall health and also mood a ton. that is that. That's my daily routine for journaling every single morning. My planner, my 2025 planner, I use more so throughout the day or throughout the week during sporadic moments. I try to sit down and plan the upcoming week every single Sunday because I like to get an idea of what I'm doing that week, if it's potentially really busy or really slow, and what content I want to focus on posting that week. So I try to do that every single Sunday. But then if I like update it, it's pretty much whenever I have time. I'll kind of pull it out every night, maybe when I'm doing my content, or I'll pull it out during the workday as well. If it's kind of slow and I have time to kind of plan out my podcast, I'll do that as well, which is really nice. So yeah, the last planner, the 2025 planner, I kind of just use here and there when I have time to keep it updated. But I find that it is very helpful to do that. So that's kind of the end of the episode. And if you listen to all this and think that you're not doing enough in terms of journaling or whatever hobbies that you have, just know that journaling is what you want to make of it. And it can be as easy or as hard as you want. Not hard, but just as easy or as complicated as you want. You could have three journals like me that you religiously keep up with every single day, or you could just have a little notepad where you just write down what you're grateful for every single day. I got my boyfriend into journaling ever since we've been dating, and his journal looks a lot different from mine. His habit trackers are a lot more simplistic, and he only uses one pen to update his journal, but that's totally fine because that's what works for him, and my system is what works for me. So whatever you want journaling to be, whether you want it to be a memory-keeping purpose, or you want it to be your creative expression, or you want it to just be somewhere where you can be more positive. Maybe you have a positivity journal where you write down something that happened every day that was positive to you. Whatever it is, whatever you need in your life, do whatever works for you. I'm not saying that my way of journaling is the right way or the way that everyone else should be doing it. Frankly, I don't think anyone else should be doing it like this, because sometimes I'm a little obsessive over my journals and sometimes I take it too seriously. I mean, I was just in Las Vegas, and as we were packing up to go home, I could barely fit everything into my suitcase because I had so many journals and stickers with me. And that made things really hard, I'm not gonna lie, but it's just what I do for the hobbies that I love, and I just prefer carrying all of these with me. I probably look so silly to some of the TSA agents when I have so many journals and stickers overflowing in my bag, but it's just what works for me, and it's what I love, and it makes me happy, so I'm just gonna do it. So if you want to try journaling but you are scared or intimidated because my episode was super complicated and complex, don't be. What I have found works best for me is picking and choosing what you want to track, what you want to remember, and just adding that into your system. I didn't have this system right at the get-go. I always started with a daily planner, but then slowly I added in the back planner and the stickers and the highlighters and all that stuff because I enjoyed it. If I didn't enjoy this stuff, I would not do it. If I found it as a chore to do to upkeep, I would also not do it for sure. But I just love it. It's what works for me, and it makes me happy to be able to see all of my documented memories every single day. So that is going to be the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed, hope you found something helpful, and I hope you go and journal today. I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.